You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
May magkahalong reaksyon sa unang budget federal ni Tesorero Josh Frydenberg mula sa mga stakeholders at hindi para sa tubong organisasyon. Pinuri naman ito ng marami bilang isang budget na magaling para sa mga negosyo. Pero katulad ng ulat ni Evan Yang, sinasabi ng iba na ang mga vulnerableng komunidad ay hindi nabigyan ng atensyon. Pakinggan natin ang ulat na isinali namin sa ating wika. Ang unang budget ni Tesorero Josh Frydenberg ang unang magdadala ng surplus buhat noong 2007 at tumanggap ng magkahalong reaksyon. Sinabi ni Ginoong Frydenberg na sa pagpapalawak ng asset write-off scheme, karagdagang suporta para sa namamahala ng pananalapi at 80,000 bagong apprenticeships, ito ay isang budget na magaling para sa negosyo. Sumang-ayon si Ines Willocks, punong ehekutibo ng Australian Industry Group.
The tax measures that have been announced in the budget are positive for the economy. They're particularly positive for business. Decisions around the instant asset write-off are also very positive for business. They will encourage business to invest more and to spend more. Both of those measures, when put together, are very important for an economy which is quite clearly slowing.
Ang budget ay mayroon ding lamang karagdagang bawas sa buwis para sa mga maliliit at katamtamang laking negosyo. Ayon sa punong ehekutibo Peter Strong ng Council of Small Business of Australia, ang budget ay isang magandang tagumpay.
It will give confidence to the Australian community, and for small business, confidence is so important. If the consumer is not confident, then we know we're not going to be selling as many things as we should. We grade this budget 8.5 out of 10.
Marami pang bawas sa buwis ang ipinahayag. Milyon-milyong Australiano ang tatanggap ng benepisyo sa susunod na 13 linggo kapag ang mga tax returns para sa taong 2018 at 2019 ay isinumite. Pero sinabi ni Michelle O'Neill, Pangulo ng Australian Council of Trade Unions, na ang pagdaragdag ng sweldo ay mas magandang hakbang.
This government fails on fairness and it fails on wage increases. What it does is not deliver anything about the fact that working people in Australia need fair wage increases. What we see with the budget is tax cuts. And tax cuts are not the same in terms of improving living standards as increases in wages are.
Idinitalya din ng budget ang tinawag na congestion busting infrastructure spending ng gobyerno federal na naglalayong umabot sa $100 billion sa susunod na dekada. Sa kabila nito, hindi lahat ay maligaya. Isa dito ay si Adrian Pisarski, ehekutibong opisyal ng National Shelter, isang organisasyong naglalayong pagandahin ang pabahay at seguridad para sa mga taong may mababang sweldo. Sinabi niya na ang pahayag ng infrastruktura at ang mga bagong bawas sa buwis ay pakikinabangan lamang ng mga taong may magandang posisyon sa pananalapi.
Tax cuts really do nothing for the people that we represent. For low-income Australians earning up to $37,000 a week, $5 ain't going to make a dent in the rent. For low-income renters, this budget does nothing. And you would have expected out of $100 billion worth of spending on infrastructure in Australia, there could have been something there for affordable housing.
Sumasang-ayon naman ang CEO ng Australian Institute of Superannuation Trustees, Eva Shearlink.
Tonight's budget is yet another disappointing and lost opportunity, I guess, to improve the retirement outcomes of low-income earners and particularly women in Australia. The budget measures tonight are targeted at the haves rather than the have-nots.
Ang pananggalang sa sektor ng agrikultura ay pinuri din ng mga magsasaka. Ayon sa Pangulo ng National Farmers Federation, Fiona Simpson, ito ay isang magandang hakbang kung gugunitain ang mga pagbaha at tagtuyot na hinarap ng marami nitong nagdaang 12 buwan.
Farmers are often at the front line and rural and regional communities have borne the brunt of some of these extreme conditions. Despite this, we have strong people and a strong vision. Tonight we are really pleased that government shares that vision.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.